Welcome to the Dropping a Coil show. I'm Flash Somebody, and I'm here this week with Larry Woods and Rob Woods. We're going to explain stuff to you.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank Grim for giving us this place to play and all the work you do to put us out there. Because me and Rob, I was telling Rob, we're on BitChute, and we're getting a little bit of a falling over there. Whoa, that's not helping. Stop that. Hey, knock it off. Hey,
what you doing?
Hey, hello? Boy, somebody's having a stroke live.
Is that Morse code?
I don't know where that's coming from. Who's doing that? Rob?
Unmuted.
Yeah.
Somebody's playing something. Oh, that was me.
Yeah.
Wow.
How could it have been?
Damn. What Welcome. Are you listening to? Yeah. Is that a new band?
No, that was just something that came up after the song I played.
Wow, that was
stupid YouTube.
Harsh.
Hurting keeps my playing. Brain. Sorry about that, guys.
That's right. Anyway. So I was bragging about how we
get a little bit of a... forget to hit record.
Oh, not again.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, this time you should have. Anyway, we got bots and bodies to chat with in the Harlem, the realliberty.media.com chat room. We've got Barman and Beetle, Grimner, Moose Girl, Kate, Anti-Theocon, Asmo, Chloe, Dan Van Meter, Duh, Flash Somebody, Jabba Doctor 2, Jade's Nines, Jade's, Meister Brow, Prince, Rob Wirtz, Trust No One, Van Away, Weather Dork, The Phantom, CC66, Chloe, Cyborg Noodle, N-Civ, Frumpy, and Canan, Larry Woods, 01, and we've got Matt, Dane, WJ2002, Pone Size, Modaz, The Holy is Roger and Zeta. So if you're feeling chatty or you like bots, there you go. And outside of that, today's show, we called it, let me see, I settled it for the time right. I called it Relax, the Government Wouldn't Lie to You. It kind of covers everything, so you could talk about squirrels. Well, go ahead. Anyway, you got something good for us, Larry?
Always. Let's start out with a fishing report.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Straight to the fish.
Hell yeah.
It was a beautiful day. Beautiful day on the water. I got there a long time before sun came up and just was there for the birds waking up in the boat. And that forest came alive. The trees are turning colors down there, and it really was an enjoyable day. I only caught 5 fish, and they were all little ones still, again, as usual. But it was a great day. That's it for the fishing report.
Okay.
Do we have any fishermen that listen that are even a little bit interested? Probably not.
Oh, no, you do. Seriously.
Oh, good.
I pay attention to the
I don't know if other folks get off on this here, much
he would be all about it, but...
Maybe not as
I think,
much. But
I think Frumpy's a bit of a fisherman, too. Or he's into it, anyway.
Moose Girl. Well,
Moose Girl likes fishing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Moose Girl is. The fishing to me is, I love the catching, don't get me wrong, and I scream like a little kid when I can feel a tug on the end of the line. Everybody on the whole lake knows it. But fishing for me ain't about that tug on the end of the line. I just like being out there floating around in the boat and looking at the critters on the bank and trying to catch a fish, seeing if I can hit that one spot without getting hung up.
It's more of a zen thing for you then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more the participating in outdoors than catching fish. I've got fish in my freezer, don't get me wrong, but until I eat them all up, I'm not going to keep any more.
Well, yeah.
So I only kill what I'm going to eat.
Yeah, don't waste
the
resources. How's my levels, Grimner? Give me a mic check. Am I low, high, overdriven? What? Last week, I guess that was overdriven a little bit, so I turned it down a little bit. And hopefully, it's not too much.
You sound really good on this end.
Sounding good, Rob. Thanks, Grim. Yeah. All right. Well, before the show, we were talking about the coils, and you had... Well, why don't you start from the beginning, I guess.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff. We were talking a little bit about how dangerous electricity is and how people through the ages have, like, done really dangerous things in the name of convenience.
Our video. Let me...
Post
that there in the chat. The terrifying ways Edwardians wired their houses... Edwardians, for those who don't know, are people that lived in England in the early 1900s, under King Edward. It was when the electricity was first getting rolled out. Everybody had their own idea, and different voltages and amperages and bare wires running everywhere. They didn't know what a fuse was. Lots of people got hurt in the beginning of it. And so that's what we were talking about. I'm sorry, let me jump in there, Larry.
Give
them a little bit of background on the video.
In those days, everybody had to wind their own generator, just like we're doing.
Yeah.
So they didn't really know what voltage and amperage it was going to put out. There are formulas that help you figure that out, but you got to get down to the centimeter wire to match that formula. That formula is only in a perfect world.
Right.
So
a lot of trial and error going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And one power company serving this neighborhood may have 230 volts, and the next power company might have 212 volts.
Mm-hmm.
So the equipment had to be made specifically for that power company.
Right.
If you had an electric iron, it had to work on that kind of power. So a lot of things were weird. They didn't know about insulation, about dielectric insulation in those days.
Yeah.
So sometimes
the first thing they insulated with was paper.
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten into knob and tube jobs that the wire was wrapped with paper first, a brown, looked like paper bag kind of paper, about that thick. And then it was woven material on the outside of that.
Right.
So it's a fire looking to a place to happen.
Right. For those who didn't catch that, a knob and tube job is an electrical term. Wires used to be run along the walls around knobs and through tubes. And they ran outside the walls. And they had those ceramic knobs that they would wrap around and go through these tubes, and that's what Larry was talking about, not a knob job.
Okay, I never even crossed my mind on that one.
Too much to throw that in there. Yeah.
And those were ceramic tubes that were around the nail, and they just drove the nail into the wall and wrapped the wire. Actually, the wire went past that and another piece of wire wrapped around the wire and secured it to the tube.
Right.
There was one piece of wire was connected and the other piece was just there for tying it on.
Yeah.
And everybody had their own little method of doing that, their own little
right.
signature wrap for that.
Yeah, we kind of got into that last week when we were talking about all the different frequencies and voltages and amperages that all the different countries around the world use. And
yeah.
and that just goes, that kind of ties into that and explains why we have all these different. And they kind of standardize down to two main standards. And then, of course, each country still has different specific things, I assume, for different specific needs that they have.
Yeah, they standardize down to two specific frequencies, which is 50 and 60 cycles per second. That means that it goes from zero, 360 degrees around back to zero, 60 times per second.
Yeah.
So, or 50 times, depending on where you're at. But that's basically all that they've got actually standardized. There are a few countries that use the same thing as other countries, but there's a whole bunch of different ones. 410, 420, 430 volts. I guess what I'm getting at is wherever you have to go to provide power, you've got to match those systems
right.
in order for your power not to burn the equipment out.
Right.
Or not to make it use more power than it needs to.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things to look at, but it's all in formulas. And the formulas will get you real close. And after that, then that's where the experimentation comes in. You tweak your gear. You cut a half an inch off the wire. It's just lots of fun stuff to play with.
Right.
But then they went on, after the knob and tube, they went to a plastic insulation, rubber insulation,
uh-huh.
and that was poured around the paper that they wrapped on the wire.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You still had the paper in there, yeah.
And those folks that know about nano-coating and GANs and stuff, on that type of wire, after a few years, you could take it off and strip it down to pull the paper off, and the wire itself would be nano coated with carbon from the rubber.
Yeah.
So it's
there's a lot of science behind what we have today. Even just when you're talking about standard Romex wire, there's a lot of technology in that you take for granted.
Oh, absolutely.
That people don't even understand or know about or think about.
Yeah, and there's all different temperature ratings of insulation as well.
Yeah.
One of the most popular, in Romex, the temperature rating is generally around 70 degrees centigrade. But
yeah.
in industrial stuff, they go to 90 degrees centigrade wire,
yeah.
and that's a completely extra shield around the outside of it that's plastic.
Okay.
That's the exterior clear plastic coating.
Right. So it's basically standard Romex wrapped with another layer of protection.
Yeah. 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 Same thing. But see, Romex in the house doesn't have the temperature. It has more room to dissipate the heat. In a building, they run it in conduit, metallic tubing, and that holds all the heat and doesn't dissipate it as well as open air.
Right. Well, they don't generally run Romex in buildings. They just run the wire, wire.
Yeah, you can't use Romex in buildings.
No. I've done it. I've bent some of that.
Yeah.
I've bent pipe and used a snake many times.
Oh, yeah.
So, That's fun.
But then they went from that to the stuff that we got these days, and it's amazing. You can they at one time had asbestos around it.
Yeah.
Which is for like your furnace, that wire in there would be asbestos covered.
Right.
And you know, asbestos would just kill me quick.
At one time they used that shit in everything.
Yeah.
Food products.
Oh yeah. Asbestos was the greatest thing since sliced bread when it came out.
So just like usual, they found out, whoops, look what we did.
And as usual, they probably knew a decade or two before they actually did anything about it.
And still, and through that time, we're still using it. So they were taking it down clear into the 21st century.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they had to bomb the towers, Dave.
That could be part of what's wrong with me.
Huh?
I could have some of that asbestos shit. I did some asbestos demolition.
You lucky fucker.
Yeah.
You can sue the government now.
I worked in a building in the bottoms here in Kansas City that when the sun shone through the windows, you could see the crystals of asbestos glimmering in the light.
Wow.
Wow. Kind of brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it?
Yep, reminds me of old days.
Yeah.
We didn't know anything about that. We didn't care about that. The boss said, get in there and do it, and that's what you did. There wasn't any thought of personal safety. You knew about danger, but as far as, oh, is that air going to hurt me? Nobody thought about
the hidden dangers, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm just sitting here missing the good old days, you know, before the COVID. When people got the flu, they just burned the witches at the stake and get rid of it.
If you get sick, we're going to have to make you step outside the airlock.
Yeah, they used to just burn the witches at the stake. Now look what they're doing. It's horrible.
Now they're giving positions in government.
Yeah, have you seen that horrible woman that Joe Biden guy is running with?
Oh my God.
He should be running away from her. I mean, that's the woman I would wish on Joe Biden. He deserves her.
Talking about snarky, man. Yeah.
Within the first week, she's going to be president, and she's going to choose Hillary or Michael to be her running mate.
Cool.
Shut up, man.
This is going to be the best clusterfuck ever.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt like interrupting the intelligent talk with something fun.
Yeah, I see how you are.
She caught my attention.
You can be Harris. A token killer and simulator for the show. Oh.
Yeah, I'm a simulator, all right. Well, you guys you make me think of things that like they're far away from what you're talking about, but for some reason, something you said brought it to mind.
Yeah.
And I thought of
maybe
that.
Maybe that's more in your mind than what we're saying.
Well, before all this progress, where we put people having masks on and locked them down and shit, we just burn them at the stake. So I guess, you know, 300-400 years, we've come a long way. That was a slow cook with microwave.
Yep.
No, I love children roasted slowly over an open fire.
Yeah, and now you can cook them on 5 frequencies.
Yeah.
Crispy. So do you like bacon now still? Okay. Let's... I got kind of drifted off there some more.
Yeah,
but I did actually watch the link that you guys were talking about.
Yeah, I watched most of it.
That's why I interrupted with what I saw in the show about the asbestos.
Yeah,
did you check out some of the wacky shit people were using electric to make in the early 1900s?
The very first vibrator.
Oh, it made Sasha.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
suspiciously looked like a pistol.
Yeah.
So you know what the police like to do on their time off.
The old X-ray machines for feet. You've seen that?
Yeah.
They used to have, in the shoe stores, they had a box. You stick your feet in there and they would X-ray and see if you had any bones. But I guess that's why. I forget what their reasoning was behind it, but they were using X-ray machines to X-ray people's feet to determine what kind of shoe they needed or whatever.
Five or six-toed.
Yeah, and then people started coming down with cancer in their feet and shit. So.
You're a returning customer. Six-toed.
Hey, I can tell. You've been here before.
Wow. Progress. See, this is the part of progress that society just kind of ignores, Rob.
They realized, then they finally realized, hey, that's probably not so good.
And electric curling irons that burned off your hair.
Oh, yeah.
They're still willing to be experimented on.
Well, they actually had, in the beginning, early days of electricity, they had deals where you could go and actually touch something and get shocked on purpose.
Yeah.
You could go grab it. And it was, they had treatments. They had, it was in the show. They showed one probes coming off dude's head and stuff. They were trying all kinds of crazy shit with electricity, man.
Yep. My favorite was the table that lit up.
Yeah.
Because it, wow. See, now these things, you could do them under glass, you know, because we've got so much technology at our fingertips. It's amazing what we can build with a little weird idea here and there, and the next thing you got is a glow-in-the-dark dinner table before.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the radium stuff. They used to coat themselves in radium and coat ropes in radium and put on stage shows in the dark for people.
Yeah.
I had radium dialed watch when I went to Vietnam. I had radium dialed clock that woke me up all through high school.
Yeah.
And you're still here. Go figure.
Well, but I glow in the dark.
Just a little bit.
Wow. Are you now, or have you ever been a danger to others?
Always.
Grim has a question. What was that deal where Edison put animals on an electric plate and electrocuted them? That's back when they were fighting over whether we were going to use AC or DC.
Yeah.
Yep. Edison did that to an elephant.
Yeah.
Fried him. Killed
him. He fried all kinds of stuff. Cats and dogs and... The elephant was what got the big media attention, but they had a whole string of shit they electrocuted.
Oh, yeah. But Edison wasn't no thing. Edison wasn't original. There are people all over the world at that time making electric generators.
Yeah.
There were Europeans. All we know is what our people have written in our history books about how wonderful we are. We ain't garbage. We ain't that hot.
Some of you are.
There's lots of super, super inventions that came out of Europe, that came out of Africa. Everywhere, Russia, China.
Well, Russia had heart way before we did.
Like thousands of years.
Yeah, Russia had heart way before we did, too.
Yeah.
I read that they were the ones that were real good with the rocket engines.
That's the Germans.
To go outer space.
The Germans were the rocket pioneers.
I read Russians, so I don't know. See, that's
Russia's got one now. Russia's got one now that goes three times faster than anything we got.
Well, now they're in the lead, but pretty sure the Germans were the first pioneers of the world.
Oh, yeah, first, you bet. You bet.
What was it, the V something?
Warner von Braun.
Yeah, but the rocket they made was the V something.
Oh, the V2 rocket, yeah.
V2, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, an old Rothschild's just tapping old Chucky on the shoulder, asking him, what's the fucking hold up here? Huh?
Sometimes smart ass is
what? Spot on. What taking you so long there, Chucky?
Grim says, this is the Russians. And smart ass says, no, it's the remote controller. And that is exactly right, smart ass.
I just like the story I like the best. That's all I know.
I know.
What's that got to do with proof, reality in the first place?
Well, just depends on whose reality you're talking about.
Well, let's just say that I'm running on 220, and you're not.
I can. I actually have 220.
Well, then why don't you use it, sir?
I do. Run my air conditioner off of it. The dryer runs off of it.
You still use those old time? Yeah, I don't. Me and Cirque, we went all archaic and fuck it.
Yeah,
we're gonna suffer and do it the old-fashioned way.
That's not my call.
That's because you're a lazy hedonist.
I just hug it up.
you need some training in the going without shit ways.
Why?
Because you're a spoiled, rich American fella. That's why.
Yeah, so?
You got a dryer to dry your damn dirty clothes. Wealthy fuck.
No, her name's Becca.
Yeah. Easter rope. Hey, you know how many little black kids have died getting you your...
winding that rope,
stocking the shelves.
Ain't that a bitch? And people say that stuff, and we're so numb to it after all these years, and it's still happening.
Slavery is thriving today. There's more slavery now than there ever was.
And they're producing less. So really, I guess, administrative slavery?
I'm talking about...
I don't see a lot of labor going on anywhere, buddy.
Lockdown and chain slavery. I'm talking about real slavery. They're selling, right. Well, they're how do you selling explain people all the on the streets in Libya. Thank you very much, Hillary Clinton.
Wait, how did she get into this conversation?
She's the one that destroyed Libya.
Yeah, but she's awesome and fucking amazing, man. And all Gaddafi was doing was taking care of his people and trading gold for oil. What the hell? Trying to get away from the U.S. dollar? What the? Come on, what a prick. You don't think the Jews like that, did you?
Those are the only countries that were at war with the ones that are in the central bank.
Hang on, I think Beetle's about to complain.
Yeah, well, Mr. Gaddafi was a sworn enemy of Israel, didn't you know?
Yeah, well, he was challenging the money system, like him.
I've never seen Hillary kissing the wall, but I wouldn't put it past her. You know, to go over there to Jew land and Arab land and make a big spectacle of herself hugging the wall like the other guys did. You know, so she could be in the club.
I had
how that impresses the 21st century, I do not understand. Oh, they love the Jews. They must be good people. For fuck's sake, get over that shit.
I don't.
Hold them back.
Kiss them to their buddies. Kiss them to a war criminal.
Israel's trying to drag America into the Iran thing.
Do they let women kiss the wall?
If they ever pull it, what?
Do they let women kiss the wall?
I don't know. I've never seen one. I'm so anti-religion. All I do is make jokes about it.
I know.
It just rubs me raw that here I am born into this group of people that think they're so much better than you because of what? Get the fuck over yourself. And when I said that to my peers, they kind of didn't like it.
Listen, dude, out of over 5,000 practiced religions in the world today, only mine is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to follow the mind doctrine from this moment forward as a collective. Mine. My. That's about what religion's about. It's about saving your ass and fuck everybody else.
Be like me or die.
Well, I was thinking of it from that perspective of being forgiven for the shit you do that's bad.
That's why I want to become a Catholic.
There you go. That I couldn't think of the name.
Every Friday or Saturday, whenever it is, go and say, I'm sorry. Okay.
Wow. Cool. Kind of open the doors to your weekend, wouldn't it?
Well, absolutely.
Well, okay. Well, seriously, right? You're a do no harm kind of guy, right?
Yeah, mostly.
Okay. So what would you possibly do to anybody in the first place? Besides give them the corona.
I'm trying. If you're a decent person, you're not going to screw with anybody else. You're not going to hurt anybody.
Nah.
And I give everybody that chance. You got to prove to me that you're an asshole before I believe it.
What a way to look at it.
See, I'm just the opposite. You got to prove you're not.
Well, I just give everybody back what they give to me. If you won't be bad, I'll be bad.
Well, to get back on the topic of the show, though, I ran over something here. Do you think that the mistakes that have been made can be fixed?
That who's made to be fixed?
The mistakes that have been made in life that fuck it up to the point it's at, you know what they are. Do you think these mistakes will be fixed?
Not right away.
You don't know what they are, I'm surprised.
Not right away. They're too much wrong. We've been messing it up for a long time.
But pick one topic to start with, because you know it's all it's all connected. Like Griffin.
Yeah. There you go. There she is at the ball.
Oh, you found something, huh?
Oh.
Will it burn my corneas to look upon this picture?
Probably not. It's pretty tense.
Oh, okay.
She's not Frenching it or anything, but.
So there's Hillary being a man in a man's world.
I think it's a urinal.
Holy. That's
she's
terrible. Thin
on the wall.
Ooh. Oh, well. Kind of makes me feel like not being a Jew. Jeez.
I'm not sure if she's a dual citizen or not. I would imagine she is.
No.
I don't think when you're that high in the government, you don't even have a birth certificate. These people they're not born into slavery. They don't have birth certificates. You got birth records. It's a different game.
Yeah.
That's why they could never find a birth certificate for a good old Obama. Because Obama had a birth record. He didn't have a certificate. They had to make one.
That's an interesting
thing. Because he's not a slave. He's British royalty. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
They changed laws in England based around this one little black boy from Hawaii. You tell me why.
1861. Right.
Hey, back to... Okay, we got way off topic.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I did, too.
You set me on a mission, but not... I was just...
trying to get Larry on one big problem that we've fucked up as a collective in lifetime.
Yeah, reiterate that.
It could be fixed.
I think what started the whole downfall of Western civilization was making it where women had to get a job in order to help support the family. Taking the wife away from raising their children. Just like Hitler said, give me your kids until they're 8 years old and they'll be Nazis the rest of their lives.
Yep.
So now we've got daycare. Our government raised.
Well, yeah. Well, they start them out on TV when they're 2 months old.
Yep. TVs, video games, and cell phones.
Yep. And it's
5-year-old kid with a cell phone? No way.
Yeah, it's sad.
I think that really was the major ending of what was of our society. Because now that everybody else raises your kids, you don't have any say in it.
Yeah.
You either have a job or you have somebody else raise your kids. And you may say, oh, yeah, this is a good daycare center. But how do you know? How many days do you lose your kids? Yeah.
I don't care how good the care is, they don't love your kids.
Yeah.
And the kid knows it. So.
When I was a kid, I had equal amounts of huggins and paddlings.
Yeah.
I was shown every day that somebody loved me. And I was shown every day that there were consequences for my actions.
Yeah.
My mama and my grandma would not put up with my malarkey.
Right. Boy, go out there and get me a switch.
That's right. Make it a big one, or I'll go get one.
Yeah. If it breaks, you're going to start all over.
I'm going to blame all this. I'm going to blame it all on the COVID. The COVID is killing our intellect.
That was being done long before COVID came along.
Nah, it's slapped me too recently.
And the people that say that CO2 is causing climate change. The only thing that CO2 can do is provide more oxygen for us to breathe.
Trying to explain that to an indoctrinated mind is the same as taking a religious nut and unreligious nutty.
If we did away with the CO2, the trees and plants and grass would die.
Anyway, luckily
people are so stupid.
Yeah,
uninformed.
That's the way it's always been.
Uninformed.
Donna did it right.
Yep. God did it.
Donna's grandma used to send her up for a switch, and just kept acting like she was making her way to the tree, and then booked off down the street to her sister's place. What, Dad? You think I'm gonna go get a switch so you can beat me with it? You got me in life all fucked up. Oh man,
childhood.
That's what it was, man.
Anyway, I think we're just gonna be bored to death by this fucking COVID, waiting for it to actually do whatever it's supposed to.
It's never gonna do anything.
No. That's what I'm saying. Don't agree with me like that.
It's just silly to have to put up with it. We've had demonstrations here, peaceful demonstrations, by people that didn't want to wear them anymore outside the county health department.
Yeah, there's a lot of those going around.
Fuck. So, but see, that's the point, though, Larry, is that you're put in a position as a human being to beg to not punish yourself.
Yeah. You want my mask story for this week?
I got a good one.
Oh, yeah. Let me throw this in, too. Time for mask tales on Dropping a Coil.
Okay. I'm concerned about voting. I really want to go to the poll and vote. So I called the Jackson County, that's my county sheriff, and says, are there going to be people at the polls to enforce the mask regulations? And he says, I don't know. You got to call the health department. Okay. I called the health department. Are there going to be people at the polls to enforce the mask regulations? I don't know. You're going to have to call the polling place. So I called them. Same question. And they said, and I said, I have read the requirements, and if you got COPD, if you got bronchitis, you got emphysema, if you got any kind of breathing problems, you don't have to wear a mask. If you're deaf or hard of hearing, you don't have to wear a mask. So I'm thinking, how am I going to read lips from somebody else if I don't have a mask on, but they do? Never mind. So I fit all the qualifications, and I told the polling man, I says, look, I'm not supposed to wear a mask. And he says, yeah, we've been trying to educate our people about that. But if you go and somebody gives you trouble, you just have them call me. Yeah, right. We'll see. I'm not going to wear one. It's just the way it is. But that's my mask story for this week.
Then I'm going to go with, yeah, the people behind all this are just counting on it eventually boring the smart ones of us to death. We'll never get sick from the illness.
Yeah.
But the side effect of it, it's like a prescription drug already.
The pneumonia that's happening these days is much, much worse because the people are breathing in all that bacteria all the time.
You exhale for a reason there, sport. You know, I swam for a lot of years, and I'm telling you, you breathe in some air, and you get in the water, and you swim a little bit, and you exhale, and you breathe in some more air.
Yeah.
You do it for a fucking reason. That's the only way we work. All this mask stuff is going to fuck you up if you do
yes.
if you follow it.
Yes.
And daily, the more I see, when I go out to the public, the more I see of it, the more heartbroken I am from it.
Yeah.
Because you can't help anyone. This is beyond help.
Yeah. Ladies in the grocery store with two little 4 or 5 year old kids with masks on.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't seen anybody put it on a kid yet.
Oh, that, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Wow. That's how I'd feel about it. Because just going by the train on my way to the grocery, you know, I encounter people waiting for a train, and some have them hanging off an ear. Some have them strapped to their face like they're going to die if they take it off. And it's, I don't know. It's disappointing to be tricked like that by very people that you pay all your money to tell you the truth. And they don't. They lie to you like you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
The truth of that is there, whatever this freaking corona baloney shit truly is, didn't kill enough people to make it worth all this attention.
Well, it'd be all right if it killed all the bad people.
No, it wouldn't.
You know, get the crooked politicians, let them die from something. Nah. Keep everybody else locked down while you're killing them.
Yeah, but, you know, no matter who you put in that game, the game is written to play that way, so you can't fix it. It's beyond, it's beyond replacing the players. It's replaced the whole fucking game. And what they're going to do is they're going to offer the New World Order thing up on a platter with cards, and they're going to get a lot of people to go along with it. Because it's a safety net way out, protected by your mama state, babe. All you got to do is give us your soul. And some people will do it, and some people won't. There you go. It's the, I guess, the difference between survival and not survival. Huh? Right? You've given it thought.
This is the difference between survival and being part of the flock.
Well, me, I don't really care for all that. So, you know, I've even stopped going to the local bar because they got the mask mandate in the bar and the train. The train and the bar are the only two things in the world that could possibly interest me, and I can't use either one of them unless I want to be an idiot.
Wow.
And I don't want to be one, so guess I won't use them. I'm going to hold out until they come to their senses.
That was my landline from 1952.
Oh, are you getting calls from ghosts?
Yes, I still have the same landline that this house started out with.
Okay, why is that so unique?
Because most folks don't even have a landline.
You just didn't give it up. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either. I don't know. I was bitching and moaning about how bad I feel about this crap we're living in, you know, in the center of it all, somehow. Like, we're immune to it, but we're watching everybody else go through some of it. Maybe that doesn't explain it too well. Well, like Cirque. Cirque goes to work on the train and does the mass thing and all that crap. Doesn't bother her a bit at all. She's cool with it because it keeps her in her job. So, there you go. I'm not like that, man. I'm glad it ain't me that happened to fuck you in your fucking mask. Get off the train. What? Hold it. I don't speak Danish.
Yeah.
Well, they can say get the fuck off the train in English for me, I'm sure. And I'm sure they would, too. That this hoax has been taken to a level of stupidity that I never thought was humanly possible.
Oh.
Well, all that's happened is the elderly and the very ill have died as a result of having this thing, whatever it is.
We're not even sure of that. They probably died from having that tube shoved down their throat to make them breathe.
So what I'm saying is the obvious is a bunch of bullshit, and the shit that's really happening, they're lying about that. They'll get their results probably after the new year.
Yeah.
It doesn't look very good. Election. Yeah, what I'm seeing from Australia is horrible, too. Ooh. Lockdowns for 4 months, these people have been locked down. And they want to add to it and go into next year. And it's a bunch of crap.
So ridiculous.
I know, over what? And this is
fine myself. Not even as many deaths as a common flu.
Right. So what's the problem? Why can't people not understand the numbers and they go with the rhetoric? It's like the numbers don't have a value to them. Like 99% doesn't matter. That's not the issue here. We're talking about COVID. you know what I mean? It's like talking to a child about something. They don't know anything about it, but they're not going to tell you that. They're going to lie. Because they don't want to look like they don't know. And that's the similarity between this COVID shit.
This is all the World Health Organization plan.
Yeah. Oh, man, it goes back a few years down the line.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a 10-year-old plan that they've had in the works for a long time.
It's all Agenda 21, Agenda 30, New World Order.
Yeah. All of that.
Davos Institute, Bilderberg, G20 are all tied. It's all connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure is. I don't feel connected to any of that. But
you are.
Through Cirque, I am. But
not just through Cirque, through your need to eat.
Oh, there's no restrictions on the grocery yet.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about the bar or the train. If I want to go on a train or go into a bar,
you're still dependent.
I'm restricted.
Yeah.
Oh, dependent. Come on.
Everybody's in the
21st century.
Yeah.
Nobody splatters their own.
Exactly.
Out here. Oh, either do you. So, what kind of point are you trying to make?
I don't know.
Oh. Let's compete about something real then, mister. Let's play my country better than your country.
I don't have a country.
But they own our paperwork, so they own us. They use us.
I don't have any paperwork.
Oh, you lucky bastard. I had to have paperwork to escape the place that I didn't want to be.
That's just because you didn't want to become a fugitive.
Well, now
not even a fugitive, it becomes stateless.
Yeah, but now in this corona crap, who would give a fuck now? Jesus Christ.
Oh, you could have come back now if you wanted to.
Yeah, no. Please.
Yep.
Or I could have my choice of, like, real-time cities like Seattle. Maybe, Washington, D.C. Ooh, dream of a lifetime, man. Talk about Pacific Northwest. Ooh.
get all this COVID crap over with so I can leave the country.
It should end, shouldn't it, Rob? I mean, don't you think, wait, a couple more weeks the selection hits and then they'll... I mean, they cured, right, they cured Trump in 4 days. I think Trump got COVID and got cured of the COVID since the time we were last on the radio.
You seen the before and after picture? It ain't the same guy. Trump is in lockdown. Trump is in total isolation. How many assassination attempts do you think that there will be on his life between now and election time?
That was
his doppelganger that came out of the hospital.
I don't know. I didn't see it, so I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, Trump is witness protection plan. He's being protected right now until after the election.
Interesting. You're the first one to say that, Larry, I have to say. Is that your own assessment, or do you read that somewhere?
Well, if you'll look at a picture of Trump before he went into the hospital and a picture of Trump afterwards, either he gained about 10 pounds in the neck when he was in the hospital for 4 days, or it was a different guy.
Let's just look and see. Well, if it is, they've got it.
He's pretty good, but the guy that came out of the hospital has got a much larger neck than Trump.
Okay. There we go.
Details. Those nasty details.
The ears are real close, neck is way different.
You know, I don't study.
It's probably Alec Baldwin. Relax.
It might just be the angle of the photograph, and I'm totally wrong.
I don't know. Is that picture what you're talking about? Where he's taking off the mask? I just posted it in the chat.
Yeah. That ain't him. Look at his neck. Look at his neck. He don't have no chin. That ain't Trump.
What have I started now? I don't know. I don't really. I just thought, what a beautiful story. You know, here we got this coronavirus that I call a hoax for fucking since I can remember. And then Trump gets it, and he gets cured of it in 4 days. Wait a minute. Either this proves I'm right, or it proves I'm wrong. But which one is it?
Common cold takes 10 days to run its course, start to finish.
He took 4.
Yeah.
What did he have?
He must have had his blood cleaned.
You mean perhaps there is no such thing as the COVID and they are pretending?
Possibly.
I wouldn't think a thing like that out loud, would you, Rob?
I'm sorry, I was looking at pictures. What?
We'll count Rob in just to piss him off. Listen to the replay. We were discussing Trump loyalty here at the Drop in the Coil show tonight. Well, see, on paper, America is really, it's a good design. The sad part is you can't get people to physically do the things that the paper wants them to do.
Hell, on paper, communism is great.
Okay. Same prince, but when you get people to enact it out, all of a sudden you get a flop. What is that about, Larry? Never mind.
They got
okay.
It.
My jokes are dying tonight.
No, I was really starting to go on this Trump thing. I'm looking. I don't know. It's pretty close.
Yeah,
but that picture, at first glance, does. I don't know. It doesn't look right.
Yeah, it don't look like him to me.
Oh, you're still debating.
I mean, it looks like him, but
Donald.
I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, they could be brothers or they could be sisters or whatever, but it's not the same person. Maybe.
don't know.
I've been wrong before.
That's what we're here to do. It's create a disturbance, Rob. Argue with the man about it. You don't believe him. Tell him so.
I don't have enough information to come to a conclusion.
And I don't have a concern to give a shit.
5 minutes I've had to look at it.
Wow, it took you that long? I just thought about it and went, no, not interested. Pictures of Donald Trump dancing around in my head, no passola. Thank you, though.
Well,
whoa.
I could find
other ways to gouge my eyes out.
Anyways.
I don't know. I don't find Mr. Trump so. I don't find Mr. Biden interesting either.
I know. I don't either. But I do find the possibility that he's got a body double out there and he's in hiding. That would be very interesting to me. I don't give a fuck about Donald Trump.
All that spy shit.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Spy for spy, live.
Well,
drop the coil.
If you want to have a clue of what's coming up.
No, not really. I just like to be connected to it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But not physically connected, just mentally connected to the roots I come from.
Good. So you already had a double, why not Trump?
Yeah. Oh, please. Look at it. Haven't you ever watched Saturday Night Live? They got a guy already that looks like him. It's paid for looking like him.
The only one you can't get a body double for or face double for is Pelosi, just because she's too ugly.
Oh. Damn.
They didn't make two of those.
That's right. It broke the first time.
First one was it, man.
Well, what's your least favorite thing about Pelosi?
I don't have a least favorite thing about her. I don't like anything about her.
I don't know enough, actually, to be honest with you, to tell you. Other than just her, the way she talks, her demeanor, everything is just kind of like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Yeah. She
comes from a wealthy family of gangsters. So she's had her way her whole life.
She's dripping with arrogance and condescension, yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't understand why somebody that's making $200 a week doesn't eat $12 ice cream. But she did manage to count to 12. I was impressed by that. Anyway, why is supporting criminals not criminal?
It is.
No, it's not.
It's going to
be 300 million people are going to support a criminal next month.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And they don't know it. They think they're helping. They don't know what they're doing is absolutely fucking
wrong. I'm doing my civic duty.
Dude, I get your civic duty here. I'm just saying.
Patriot are ye.
Terrible one. I would flunk your test.
Wait, there's a test?
I would assume.
I'll pass it.
Oh, I haven't been taking notes.
I can pass the test.
I'll write the test so I can't fail it.
All right.
If it's multiple choice, I'll pass it.
Okay, but seriously, really. What I was saying is why is supporting criminals not criminal?
Because it's the ones that they want us to see.
Because we live in anarchy.
All right, but you're not really answering the question. You're not. Come on, you guys know exactly.
No, that is exactly the answer to the question. We live in anarchy because the government
confuses people.
It's a selective system. It's good for some, not so good for others. When the rule of law doesn't apply to everyone, then you live under anarchy.
They just make the laws. They don't have to follow them.
you've just been fooled by a bunch of warlords into thinking you have a government, when what you have is a bunch of warlords ruling over you, and that's anarchy.
Yeah. And so easily distracted. You got a coronavirus. Let's put a mask on you. And then all you think about for the next year is a mask, and you don't think about all the other shit in life that's really going on because they stopped us from doing just that.
Yeah, life has stopped for just about everybody.
Yep. How did they manage to put this? This has got to be a well-organized plan. Ah, fear schmear. How do you manage to shut people's businesses down and at the same time in history convince other people to go destroy other people's businesses?
Because they own the media.
Yep. The World Health Organization told me that I was going to die if I didn't put a mask on. I'm going to put a mask on because they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, but they even wear those stupid things to the riots. Well, that used to be
which makes them mass dissidents.
Well, that used to be because of the spraying, pepper spray or whatever gas, tear gas, all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but now it's like the videos that I saw from the States, they were like TV commercials for Walmart.
Yeah.
Because once you burn down all those small places, where are people going to get food from?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, who can actually say that any of this was given any thought by anybody except to fuck things up real bad? To come out of it like this, wherever we are.
To come out of here.
No, that's it. Yeah, bad one.
Except for Sweden. Sweden does not. They go, ha ha ha.
Yeah, hey, they're laughing at us, pal. I'm telling you. And Sweden's got big problems, you know, from the migrants and all this other shit and their crazy fucking government. But they didn't add on to it with the COVID suit. That program was, seems to be for the freaking English-speaking world. And some of their agents.
Yeah.
Well, South America, I've been reading a few countries down there have gone, you know, power-hungry places. They've gone crazy with. That's where you get it.
Oh yeah.
The worse the corona is where you live, the more power hungry your government is. There's your answer to your problem. They want new world order bullshit so that they can control all the money.
Yep.
Every fucking penny of it. These pricks are greedy, and they're gonna
socialism.
Get it.
Socialism. Government has all the money. You want all the money, and everybody gets nothing.
Don't tell hands.
So what you're saying is there's a direct correlation between the level of COVID regulations and corruption in government.
Yeah, the Aussies have this big corruption scandal. Now, if I heard the number right today, it was huge. $300 million. For using private companies to do this instead of the government that offered itself at expense already paid, right? Just step forward and do that job as if it were what they were supposed to do. And he claimed for a while that he never got told any of that. No, no, no. But they closed this $300 million private security deal inside of 6 hours. And he got caught. And this guy's good. He's going to stand tall until they shoot him. I think his name is Dan Andrews down in Australia. Tough son of a bitch. And he looks like a comic character, like a Bart Simpson kind of character with glasses on.
They're doing a lot of $300 million programs. $300 million to fund vaccines. And another $300 million to fund, to support hydrogen projects.
I'm telling you, we're in the wrong business, Larry. We should print money. That's where the profits are all at, printing the money.
Yep.
Where do you get a job printing money?
Got to have a textile mill first.
Oh, no, no. Paper. This is all electronic money.
Oh, well, you need to do that on your computer.
They haven't printed any real money in 50 years.
just go and make a bunch of fake bitcoins, sell them off.
Were they? Didn't they even take out the $100 bill?
No.
There's still $100 bills?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when they take the $100 bill out, then the currency's finished.
They pulled the 500s.
And the thousands. See?
I have
the 10,000s.
You can get one, but you got to have the bank special order it for you.
And then you don't have anywhere you can actually spend it because there isn't a retail outlet that takes cash over a certain bill anymore.
Yeah, most people won't even take 100 unless you're buying something $80.
Currency has the system figured out how to work it against this and make the people that use it all look like criminals. Brilliant con. This whole thing is just, oh, Jews, love you long time.
We don't have change anymore.
I heard that. Tell me about that.
That's bullshit.
Well, what happened, though? I didn't
well, everybody is supposedly saving their change now since COVID started. That's bullshit.
I started people saving change long before COVID started.
Yeah, me too. I've been saving change in my pockets every night for 100 years.
Damn, I thought you were only 60-something.
I'm 12.
Did you have a stash in your last life? You came back and
yeah. I was actually born in 1065, the year before the last successful land invasion of Great Britain.
Oh, okay.
Well, sorry to disappoint you like this, Grim, but no, I go down to the local grocery store and shop like people do. It's kind of boring. Well, the problems that are going to come from the COVID, they're coming someday. They just haven't got here yet. But the government here is putting a good job of stalling off any big increases. Things are actually pretty good here right now for me and the wife, if you want to know the truth, financially speaking. But should, supply lines in the big bad world get interrupted, then things will change. And the reset of the U.S. dollars can slap us all like, I think. Probably get 3 or 4 days' notice that the currency isn't any good anymore. You have 24 hours to turn in your currency. If you are caught with currency, you will be executed on the spot.
Really?
I've seen all the movies, Larry.
Yep.
You know, I saw They Live.
Oh.
And I'm truly convinced that there's no such thing as aliens on Earth. But, wow, we act like there are. Some people took that story a little bit too far. You know what I mean? I mean, it's fine if you believe in it and you've seen them. I haven't. So, nice talking to you. But, how do you prove to somebody else your reality? Hey, yeah, Larry, you ain't going to believe what I saw.
Really? And you're right. I won't.
Exactly. And in my opinion, you shouldn't. But it gives us something to chatter about. You ever see a UFO?
I think I did a couple of occasions. One time it was just lights in the sky that were doing weird stuff. Lots of them. And the other time, it was an actual craft that was maybe 200 feet above the trees, and it moved over a road that I was going down for 30 seconds. It was that big, and went over a hilltop, and I never saw it again. But that may or may not have been real. There were a bunch of us in the car, but it was like, did you see that? Yeah, what was it? I don't know. And that was all that was ever thought about it. In 1985, I was in the swamp in Louisiana, and a craft came over real, real slow, real high. Not real high, but just right over the tops of the trees. And it didn't make any noise. And then it was sort of triangular shape. And then all of a sudden, it just flew off. When it decided to leave, it was gone. and come to find out later that it was our stealth bomber. It was just, I saw it in 1985 before they had released that they had it. So I thought it was a spaceship. So everything that I've seen may be our spaceships.
It's possible.
Or, here's another theory that you might like to engage. Maybe they have the technology because they've come that far with all the shit that they've stolen from people like Tesla over the years.
Yeah.
And what we've been seeing in the sky is stuff that the government, they're collecting, you know, governments have made.
Yeah.
Experimenting with shit to see what the public will do if they see it. And knowing exactly where to put it and who in that area is going to be liable to report it or see it. All these things are calculated.
Yeah.
They got all these tech. Well, then why? I think they're holding shit back.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we've got magnetic flight. You can't get through the Van Allen radiation belt with the kind of radiation shielding that we have that is public. Therefore, it's got to be a magnetic bubble to get through there without causing cancer. If you look back in history, every time any of our astronauts had gone up close to the Van Allen radiation belt, within a short time after they got back, they developed cancer. The ones that didn't get up to the radiation belt did not develop cancer. So they could not have gone to the moon because everybody that we supposedly sent to the moon has not gotten cancer. Not only that, I remember only one trip to the moon, and now we've got, what, six? I don't think that I was that unaware of moon flights.
Well, they got a gas station up there.
Oh, okay.
I guess they forgot to brag about that the first time.
Is it a BP?
Well, no. It turns out that the Ferengis are real.
Yep.
They're running the gas pump up at the moon so that the Americans
on the backside of
can,
the moon.
Travel back and forth and stuff.
Gas station, liquor store, yep.
Well, you know, at least the government could come up with a better fucking excuse or story than the shit they tell us.
Where are we getting
moon
out
rocks.
Of gold press Latin?
Moon rocks. Moon rocks, Rob.
Moon rocks?
You don't remember moon rocks?
They get you high.
They were stolen. Somebody stole the moon rocks. Mm. Oh, all this elaborate jibber jabber bullshit to convince people.
Could have been the acid you run.
Yeah, and Bonnie Parker was a good shot with a handgun. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know. I didn't know. Did you know Bonnie Parker?
No. Absolutely.
You did?
Yeah, Clyde's partner.
You dated her in high school or something?
Yeah, we went out and shot on the weekend.
Telling you. Wow, that was a wild girl. What I read about her in that little epic saga with Clyde Barrow.
Mm-hmm.
But I also read opposing accounts that she never actually handled a weapon outside of to take a picture with a cop, with a sheriff.
Wow.
And then, yeah, but see, there again, history, movies, and all this other stuff. Then you got the written word, and you go back and you find people that wrote completely different narratives than the shit you saw in the film.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen very often, does it?
Well, the one thing that's consistent is her getting caught up in the fire in the car and burning her legs up. That part, you know, they went all the way to the East Coast to start over again, and then they came back and fucked. What? It's just kind of a weird ending of the whole thing. Because if you watch a movie, movies don't have to be historically correct to make a film. They just make a film, and they put a little thing in. This is based on actual events or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Crap. But it's all nonsense from the opening scene.
Oh, yeah.
It, well, they had some things that were, if they were historically correct, I would say I saw it in the movie and I saw it in the paperwork. And the one thing that strikes me was Clyde Barrow wanted to get out of jail so bad and get off the work detail, he chopped two of his own toes off with an axe.
Ow.
Yeah, he was a flamboyant little fella, too. So, yeah, see, there's history and then there's movies.
Yep.
Movies, sure, they add a lot of flair to all the lifestyles and all that. They put stuff in there that never happened that makes, you know, when you see it, it distorts your understanding of what you're seeing.
Makes it glamorous for the youth.
Well, yeah, because instead of showing Clyde chopping his toe off with an axe, he's just showing off by putting his foot up on something in a shoe and bragging about it. But there's no, like, physical. You're not seeing it. You're just hearing about it.
Yeah.
And, man, people glamorize all the wrong shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fuck, the guy was dumb enough to get caught breaking the damn law, go to jail. And then to get out of jail, he maims himself. Wow. I want him to be my daddy.
Yeah, right.
She glad they didn't have any kids. Oy. Hey, American history is a lot of fun, but it's questionable.
Yeah. Yeah, because we wrote it.
Well, you know, some of those bank robbers during the Depression days were burning the bank deeds to the properties that they held.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we got the FBI out of all that shit. But mm-hmm. See, what evolved from it was the tax thing to nail you as a crook.
One day there was a fire.
How so?
Burned
all well, up. I was just going off a little bit on some, a little bit I've read on some of these old-time criminals. And it just amazes me that the United States government formed groups of gangs to fight groups of gangs.
That's what the English did when they replaced all their cops.
And when they found they couldn't beat them at their own game, they had to create a new game that they couldn't play. They called it taxes. That's how they got Al Capone. Taxes.
Yep.
Tax evasion. Couldn't touch him on freaking murder charges. The guy was just untouchable. But, hey, guess what?
And yet they can't get Al Sharpton.
They don't want Al Sharpton. Are you kidding? He's Black Lives Matter, baby. His face.
Yeah.
Is cool. I don't know. They screwed Willie Nelson over really good, I think, for tax evasion.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least yeah. They complain. You know, that's their complaint. Probably got him on drugs. You know, pot or some bullshit and called it tax evasion. Just to... I don't trust the government one bit. Not at all. What they tell me always turns out to be a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
I blame Rob. It's all Rob's fault.
Yep, Rob did it. Fuck him.
What you playing with, Rob? I hear you. I hear you playing, Rob.
No, I shut my game down for the show.
Oh! Oh. Well, Beatles giving us a Billy update. He says Billy's not done spraying yet. Fuck Billy and his Billy in the first place. Wow. How people, I'm telling you, Rob, they all look up to all these celebrities. And they tell me there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, but we ain't figured out what yet.
I don't see the greatness in Bill Gates is my number one problem. Oh. Number two, Trump.
I don't think there is a greatness in Gates.
None?
The great Gate. Maybe zero. His ego.
I don't know. He looks kind of like a underdressed Liberace to me, but okay. Ego, if you say so. He looks like an old Jewish woman trying to order fish. you know, pointing with his hands in both directions at the same time. To really
Grimm says that's not even Bill Gates. He's been replaced. That's a doppelganger or a clone.
Yeah, I've heard that one too. And his boyfriend is really ugly.
Yeah.
Man, oh, boy.
His mom dresses in funny too.
A billion fucking dollars and you look like that, huh?
Yeah, no shit.
Wow. I'll stay poor.
Yep.
I ain't beautiful or nothing, but I don't look like that. Oh my God. It's that smug, no, I know what it is. It's that smug, arrogant fucking grin they carry. Because they know the truth about what they're doing. These people, they're not hiding anything. They talk about it like it's a good thing. And they get these morons to, you know, support them.
Wow. Well, if somebody came over here and was poisoning people and sterilizing our children, we would send a team over and kill him.
Oh, yeah.
Or bring him back for justice.
Yeah.
Why don't these other countries do that? The countries in Africa that he sterilized all the children, why don't these other countries do that?
Probably don't have a military to do it with.
Pretty sure
he's connected. He's a Rockefeller or something before the Gates crap money. He was already connected.
Pretty sure Yemen did that. Yemen convicted Trump and so a few other people and passed a death sentence on him.
Yeah, well now they got to get him. Good luck. You'll never get your Trump.
Yeah, it's all symbolic, but
please,
they did it.
Well, then why do it? Okay, so they do it to appease the voters.
Yeah, maybe.
What other reason could there be?
To make a statement to the world.
I'm sick of statements to the fucking world. Look in your neighborhood. There's your statement to the world.
Yeah, well.
How do you live where you live? Fuck all this global... I mean, I'm not wishing bad stuff on anyone or nothing like that. I'm just saying... The reality is just what you see outside your window. There's your reality. All this other stuff is entertainment.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, and until you do get up off your duff and go somewhere besides where you are, then it's just a opinion, you know, ideas and opinions, something to bullshit about.
Oh, not another defendant.
The world is evil.
The Saudi king and prince.
What?
Court issued death sentences against Trump, Saudi King Salman, Saudi Crown Prince, Commander of the Saudi Air Force, Turkey bin Bandar bin Abdulaziz, and Yemeni President Abdrabo Mansour Hadi, Yemen's Vice President Ali Mohsen Al-Omar, Prime Minister Ahmed bin Dader, Defense Minister Mohammed Al-Matbisi, and former U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis, all sentenced to death.
Damn.
And also fined $10 billion to be paid to the families of those killed in the airstrike. This is for an airstrike. For war crimes.
Okay, so they're trying to hold the U.S. accountable for something like that?
The U.S. and Saudi Arabia.
Please. You think Israel's ever going to bend over it? Nah.
No, but...
It's done. They're finished. Tell them thank you. Yeah, but see, that's what I mean. We got a society that's okay with symbolism and promises, but, you know, the only time a real action needs to be taken is when it's on an enemy. The world's out of fucking pocket. They see everything from a perspective that's just skewed, in my opinion. I don't think it works. Worth a fuck. And here we are going to go into another selection for new POTUS.
Yeah.
What's there left to fuck up? Please, somebody tell me. I don't get what's the point of having this go on for another 4 years? What are you going to get? Locked down in your little house?
Nothing more than what you already got.
It doesn't sound good to me. That's not the America I left. Disappointed that it was so easy to control everybody there. If I would have known that, I would have stayed there and been a controller. I would have never left. I would have become a slave master. Monk's man, babe. Ruler of everything I can see. A true madman. What do you think? Huh?
Yeah.
Well,
sounds like fun.
What? You know, it sounds like Palestine is coming to America, and it's doing it so slowly that the people that it's happening to the fastest don't even notice.
Yep.
Yeah. They
just like
up.
It happened in America.
That's what I'm saying. Welcome to Palestine.
Yep.
It's so creepy and sneaky. I tell people, hey, you got it.
Started off with a bang, though.
Get them out of your Senate, Rob. That's not what you do. You got the right idea, but I don't think too many people will back you up.
I read 1984 when I was young, way young. That's a long time ago. And it happened way before 1984, all of it.
Yeah.
All of it. And now the only difference is that it's obvious. And folks just don't care. They want convenience. If it's going to make my life easier, by golly, go ahead and do it. If you're going to make me feel safe, go ahead and take all my rights away from me. I'm just afraid. I want somebody to hold my hand.
Wow, when you say it like that, it really sounds pitiful.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
We're a sorry lot.
Ouch.
The whole world.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with you, Larry, on this.
Let the TV say we're going to die. God's going to throw lightning bolts out of the sky and put thoughts into your head, and you're going to believe it because Project Bluebeam is working. And come to the FEMA camps. We'll feed you. We'll take care of you. We'll give you medicine. We'll make you warm. Now,
it's got to hold this out for another month and then can unleash the other half of their evil scheme.
Probably.
Well, it looks like from here.
They've got everybody doing what they're told already. Cover your mouth, shut up, kneel down to us. We are the masters. Do what we tell you.
Don't
congregate. That's all out of fear. Yeah, don't congregate. Don't see your loved ones in those nursing homes.
Yeah. Unbelievable. But, well, how did it even, I don't know. I can't imagine how it got this far.
I can't either.
It must be the younger people that are tolerating it because it's not me.
Well.
And I ain't young. Cirque's tolerating it. I'm not.
I'm too old to worry about dying.
But it seems as that's the weakness bone that this plays off of is the fear of dying crap that people do have. Even if they're not even in a category to get the illness, they worry they're going to get it now and it's going to kill them when they're 80? What in the fuck is wrong with these people?
Yeah. I mean, I've been ready to go now for a long time.
We've been helping. Everything. We're helping, right, Rob? We're helping Larry go.
Yep. Yeah. We're out.
Just at work.
On the show talking about all this stuff.
Get them fucking calls built.
No doubt.
Get busy.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got an update this week, too.
Yeah, we're waiting until the last 30 minutes to get that. Talk okay. About Monday.
Monday. Beautiful Monday.
Well, did you have a Monday report?
Yeah. For our Monday, we had... We've got a coil that we call Big Boy now because it's a great deal larger than all the other ones. That coil is a flat wound triple Mobius that it's a 30-to-1 multiplier, rather than 1-to-1 like you're supposed to be. It's 30-to-1. That we set up as a capacitor bank, and that gives the kick and holds the power for everything with just the light. Is one burn, make one LED burn with it through our switching circuit. That This is a coil that has to be used in conjunction with our switching coil. And the switching coil is a 4-to-1 multiplier. So that's 120 times multiplier between the two coils. And it gets better. Where was I? Oh, after we put the two coils together, the capacitance coil holds all of the energy necessary for the system to continue to work. It's looped. It gets its AC from the spinner coil with a Hallback array. And one of our guys that just got a new tripod printer, it's huge. His nice. Printer is a little over 4 feet tall and has a bed that's 20 inches across, I think.
Yeah.
20 inches circle. So he's been able to print out larger parts of the coil. He started out printing out the Hallback array that we'll need for the spiral coil, or actually I'm going to put it in my coil here. To get our 12 volts AC out of.
Right.
And that Hallback array, of course, I'll have to put the magnets in it, but that ain't no deal, comes with a spindle that will hook into a fan motor that I've got so that I can rotate it inside my coil. That will do some generating for me here so that I can do some different kinds of testing with the coils that I've made. I'm getting a component coil sent, so I'll be all set up here before too much longer. One of our guys he's a Tesla one wire, single wire circuit guy.
Yeah.
He's already proven that we can get more out than in, but through different frequencies, he is able to get a duty cycle of 10% on, 90% off with 1,000 times multiplier. Instead of a 1-to-1, it's 1,000-to-1. So he's really showing some good stuff with this testable one wire circuit.
And he does that with a 10% duty cycle.
Yeah.
So he's
The 10% duty cycle creates a standing wave that carries the rest of the 90%. And that's at 1,000 times over his baseline.
Damn.
Yeah. He showed us an oscilloscope reading this past Monday that was just amazing. My jaw dropped when I saw it. These things do things that I don't even know about.
Well, that's what we were talking about. It gets into the whole, back to where we started the show. And the Edwardian thing, and the things we don't know, like they didn't know back then.
Oh, yeah, so, absolutely. I'm sure that before this whole thing is over, if we can continue, that there will be new types of instrumentation designed.
Yeah.
We're going to open a testing laboratory. An independent testing laboratory, so that we can test the equipment and put a safety label on it.
Certify it, yeah.
Yeah, certify it, because nobody else will, so we might as well do our own, because everybody else.
Yeah, that's how they got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Pharmacy can do it, medical people can do it, we can do it. Cell phone people do it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
So you've got
go ahead.
120 times multiplier off of a
Kyle Coyle or Hallback Coyle and the big one running through the switching coils.
Yeah. Yeah, and we showed that circuit. We taught them how to wire that circuit Monday at the meeting. It only has one MOSFET in it, and that MOSFET is made out of the circuitry in the coil rather than being an electronic component.
Right.
And it actually acts in this particular case like a double pole relay because it's all magnetically induced on this one. There is an electrical circuit, but that electrical circuit is there to induce the magnetic circuit to make the rest of it operate. So we have the phantom circuit that we're using in this one only.
That's crazy.
I call it a phantom circuit because you can put a meter on it and nothing shows up on the meter, and you can grab it and you can't feel anything. But when you put a load on it, the load works. We also were looking to short a pair of circuits to shunt them to ground. And just to make the circuit do something a little different. And we finally realized that all that is a direct resistance load. So instead of shunting it to ground, we're putting it through a direct resistance light bulb.
Right.
So that lets it, instead of dumping it out of the coil, that lets that power go back into the coil and we use it over.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Things are working out just real amazing with this stuff. We work on it every single day, generally 4, 5, 6 hours a day. It's not counting the Monday meetings when everybody gets together.
Yeah.
So
you're closing it meets every day, basically.
Yeah.
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 Well, what we need is more and better testing equipment and sensing equipment for magnetic fields.
Yeah.
We need more resolution, more detail.
Well, so a little bit of both and something that's not digital.
Yeah.
The digital can't read this. Digital doesn't understand this.
Okay.
The digital is an estimation of what that machine thinks it might be according to an average that it has taken. And
as opposed to just
guessing.
Yeah. And as opposed to just the direct processing of a signal.
Yeah. Yeah, analog, you've got a needle that when that needle moves, something has happened.
Yeah.
Digital, that needle might not move.
Digital reads the needle and tells you what it thinks it means.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, digital makes up its mind for you. I would much prefer to make my own decisions. Thank you.
Yeah. So.
Well, you can't. So stop complaining. That's what Mother State is for.
Okay, so 12 volts, your power coil puts out 12 volts AC at what amperage?
That's 12, no, that's 12 volts.
12 volts?
At 3 amps. 3 amps. 12, 24, 36, yeah, 3
so,
amps.
So 120 times. Is that both voltage and amperage, or just voltage?
Or that's amperage? Just voltage. Just voltage, and that's just amperage. That's amperage. Just amperage in this case.
So 120 times 3 is 360. So you're pumping 360 amps through that configuration you're talking about at 12 at 12 volts. But then you can step that up.
Yeah, well, that's another coil that's wrapped as a transformer, and yeah, we can't step that up.
Yeah.
We've been doing calculations, and with eight big boys and two component coils along with our spiral coil and the Hallback array. That combination, we can get up to 13.2 transmission voltage. As the big boys not only can boost up the amperage, but wired right, they can boost up the voltage as well. And that's a 30-time multiplier on that.
That's 13.2 means 13,200 volts.
Yeah. Yeah, which is transmission line. That's low voltage transmission line.
Right.
Not low voltage for what you got in your house, but it's low voltage for a transmission line.
Right.
Because they go hundreds. But that's the first step that you would go to get to the transmission line, and that's all we ever need to do is go that first step.
Because you're not going to be doing any long distance transmitting of power.
Oh, we've got that worked out too. Rather than one of the guys says, "Well, what if they want to take a cable from one island to another? What are we going to do then? Are we going to have the great big huge wire and do all that weird stuff?" And the answer is no. No, you won't. Because all we've got to do at this point, using the same size wire, is every 100 feet, we've got to have a box that has more coils in it.
Right.
Okay?
And pump it back up.
So, we could do it that way. Yeah. Or we could increase the wire size from our last transmission point 4, 5, 6 times and take it 4, 5, 600 feet and then put a box.
Right.
So,
Most girl asked me a question, and I just want to answer that real quick. I was talking about how we need better testing equipment for magnetic fields for detecting and imaging a magnetic field to be able to see exactly what happened, what's going on in these ghost circuits that Larry's talking about, these the magnetic circuits that are induced by the coils, but they don't exist. So it's something that needs to be invented. I mean, as far as I know.
Yeah, there are meters that read the Weber field. That's all we're doing is manipulating the Weber field. We're squeezing it and letting it go. And the Weber field is the thing that's the force that holds the magnetic flux lines apart.
Yeah.
It lets the magnetic fluxes expand.
Yeah. And so you're creating a pulse.
Yeah, we're pulsing them. Yeah, we're making them, we're squeezing them and letting them go.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
Wait, that sounds a lot like, never mind.
You dirty old man.
Aha, I was right.
Yeah, that's just so fascinating.
Take no doubt nothing, you know.
Yeah, well, it's just it just gets more exciting every time we talk, Larry.
Well, we're coming up with new stuff literally almost every day.
Especially when things are just falling in place like that. I mean, you guys have put a lot of work and effort into it, but it seems like it's just falling in your lap, in a sense.
Well, it's gelling.
Yeah. It's just all
we know how to make all the electronic components.
Yeah.
We've got a guy that is an electronic genius that every week he hits us with a new schematic with all the electronic parts in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day after Monday, we get on that schematic and we turn it into a coil.
Converted all into those coils, yeah.
Yeah. All those pieces, and in the order that they're in that circuit, we put those in the coil in that order.
Yeah.
And it's not, they do the same thing, but everything is different. Yeah.
Not trying to confuse anybody, are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get real technical here.
I know.
It's all electricity, and it all goes from positive to negative, from negative to positive, and that's all it does. It's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And once you remember that, once you maintain the proper polarity everywhere, then you put a MOSFET in it, and that's going to change the polarity everywhere so nothing can screw up. It's a system that controls itself, and it absorbs all of the nasty spikes and bad stuff that's on the ground wires and the neutral wires, turns that into clean, usable energy. Let me describe what clean really is.
Okay.
You know, everybody knows that everything from the power plant to you, all of your neighbor's garbage is stacked up and it adds and comes to you. And if you're way down the transmission line, you're paying a whole lot more for your power than the guy at the beginning. Okay, established fact. What we do is we clean that power. We take the bad stuff out of it. And when you take the bad stuff out of it, that could lower your power bill by about 30%, just by eliminating that bad stuff out of it, all those spikes and non-harmonics.
Right.
Yeah. So what that means, what clean power is, you pay less for the energy that you use. You use less energy because without all that stuff, your equipment doesn't draw as many amps to operate properly.
Stuff runs better.
Yeah. Stuff runs better. Which also means that your equipment runs cooler. It lasts longer. You blow out fewer fuses or trip fewer breakers. It's a whole lot of good things.
Yeah.
That's what clean power is.
Yeah.
Yeah, your
appliances don't heat up as much, so they last longer.
Yeah.
Doesn't wear them out with the circuits?
It doesn't wear them out. Everything runs cool. You're not having the odd frequencies that are going in opposition to your power flow. They're going the other direction.
Right.
They're putting big boulders in your river.
Yeah.
Causing eddy currents. And an eddy current is a place that heat forms because of a nonconformity in the circuit.
Yeah, it's resistance.
It's resistance. It's exactly.
Friction. It's friction.
Yeah. It's the expansion and compression of a magnetic field in a specific spot.
Larry is the enemy of brownouts.
Uh-huh.
And rolling blackouts.
No way will you ever have that with a system, because a system is a neutrally charged system. Everything is hot already all the time. It's ready to go. All you got to do is connect the neutral and the power flows.
Right.
And it doesn't flow away from you. It flows to you. You will have the entire load of that circuit on that neutral. That neutral wire will hurt you more than the hot wire.
Yeah.
The neutral wire is the one that will kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the opposite of standard here today.
Yep.
Which I'm willing to learn and live with, so.
Well, all you got to do is...
I mean, to the end user, it's invisible. It doesn't really matter to them.
Yeah, yeah. Just disconnect your neutral and turn the breaker off. You're done.
Yeah.
That disconnects both ways that you can get power to it.
Yeah.
That's just something we'll have to teach our engineers.
Right. Well, as always, I can't wait.
It's getting to be more and more exciting to me. I don't know if I told you or not, a couple of weeks ago we got verification that the funds were actually there in escrow waiting for us.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No paperwork has changed hands yet. but we got verifications that they did have funds.
Well, they put them in a side that you don't have access to them, obviously.
Yeah, we don't have access to it. It's in an escrow account.
Right. But they're for real.
Yeah. Like I said, we haven't signed any paperwork yet, so it's not for real.
Well,
they verified at least that they were serious about it.
Serious enough to throw some money into an account.
So, at this point, it's like a religious belief. It's all in faith.
Yeah, absolutely.
The writing's there, the work, but nobody has signed anything.
As far as the project goes.
Better than nothing.
But if that doesn't work out, something else will come along.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but when Larry's a multi-bazillionaire, I want him to find me a boy.
I doubt if Larry is going to live long enough to be a multi-bazillionaire.
Hey, we'll keep you around and just have fun. Shut up.
Hey, you'd be surprised what kind of medical treatment you have access to when you have billions. Get you some of that drink. Get some of that adrenaline, man.
You know, sooner or later, this is going to catch on somewhere. It has to.
Yeah.
The world is collapsing. So it's going to look for answers that are positive, and this is where they have to go. It's not like they got a choice. You got a captive audience.
Just don't go dying before you get this thing to the point where it can keep going by itself.
And the smaller the place you're at, the better you're off you are, man.
The people in the R&D group are worldwide, and the ones that we have in the core group will be able to do this.
Yeah, I know. I've been following along on the show for a while now, Larry. You know what? I, for one, believe that what you say is true.
Yeah.
So all that means is you just got to let more people figure it out, and the more people that figure it out, the closer you get to it being physical. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're getting people that understand it in the group now, finally.
Yeah.
And if the COVID can't whip your ass, see, you're going to be around for a while to play.
Yeah, me too, Freppy.
Yeah.
Freppy says he would have built one already if he had the plans, guys. Hello.
Well, right. That's the whole point. Is the plans are not open to the public eye at this point in the game.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're striving for.
What's the outcome that we're looking for, though? Here,
a thousand times over Unity. That means if you put 1 volt to it, you've got 1,000 volts coming out. So it is not safe at this point. What we're going to do is build the coils. Hook them up the way they're supposed to be hooked up. Have one fitting sticking out that you just plug it into and encase the rest of that garbage in solid acrylic or plastic of some sort, and we're done with it. Just plug and play. If it don't work, unplug it and plug a new one in. Boy, I hate that phone.
See, if you can explain it to a point where I can follow along, that tells you that
you really understand it.
That's exactly what we're doing now with all these wiring diagrams.
Yeah.
When you get your coil made, you sit down and call me up and I say, wire one up goes under this screw. Wire one down goes under this screw. And I'll walk you through all 12 or 24 screws, and you'll be done. It will do what you want it to do.
As long as you took the right steps, the right way.
Yeah, as long as you follow directions. If you don't follow directions, it's your own damn fault.
Yeah, pretty good.
We do this when we test. One guy generally reads the diagram. One guy hooks up the wires, and another guy takes readings all along it, temperature readings and voltage and amperage readings, and we test it one section at a time. The one we went through Monday was 3 sections on the switching coil. So you can test each section and find out if it's doing what it's supposed to do.
You know, that stuff sounds a lot like science to me.
Nah, it's just fun.
Oh, okay.
And if you fuck it up, you're toast.
Well, yeah. When you do science, though, you experiment with shit and try things that may or may not work to find out if they'll work.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You eliminate all the things that are insane, and you play with those in privacy.
Yeah, the drawings that we started out with in the beginning that didn't work,
yeah,
I've still got those.
Mm.
They've got a lot of chicken scratches all over them trying to change wires and seeing what was happening, but I still got those. I've got now two notebooks, one great big long thing that holds my art paperwork, and then a full notebook of nothing but drawings. I've got 8.5 by 11 graph paper that I put a lot of these wiring diagrams on.
Work, 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 work.
Oh no, it's fun.
You like? Yeah, that's what I tried to do, is get stuff to do for fun that I could get.
That's yeah.
If you don't like what you're doing, find something else.
That's right. Too much going on.
There's a wonderful magic book out that I try to let all my friends that are unemployed read. It's called The Yellow Pages. Look through it and see something that's interesting and call everybody in that group and say, do you need help? Can I come to work today? Pretty soon you'll find a job doing something you want to do.
That's right. No, it's a numbers game.
Dale, you missed the fishing report.
No, he started out the show with the fishing report.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did a little bit of the show.
A good day.
You'll have to
I sent the notes to
you'll
you
have
there
to catch
already.
The podcast for that.
Yeah, five little ones, and it was a good day.
Yeah. Grumpy really wants to build a coil, man. He says if you send him a pen, he'll build a coil and help you guys and give you feedback and data and everything.
What kind of test equipment does he have?
What kind of test equipment do you have, Grumpy?
Why don't you get him on wire and talk to him instead of doing it on the radio?
Because we only got 3 minutes left.
Oh, okay. Strange way to end the show.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
He says he has everything.
Okay.
Oscilloscopes and meters and all that shit. Yeah. Frumpy's got a pretty good setup there, I think, from what I've heard.
Frumpy, get a hold of me.
Frumpy, get on wire. You know what? Come on wire with us next week, Frumpy.
Yeah, do that.
Let's
do that. We'll talk about gear.
Okay. If you really want to do it, there you have it.
You want to do it live, or do you want to do it through wire privately?
Hell, I don't care.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We have planned to do
it. Well, it'll be bad because there's certain things he's not going to be able to tell him over wire. He's going to have to.
Yeah. How limited is this?
Well, that's up to Larry how much he wants to disclose.
Yeah, I'm under a non-disclosure agreement with this stuff right now, but we are looking for new productive members.
Ah, there's loopholes.
Yeah.
If you become a member of the group, then you get access.
Let your inner Jew out for just a minute.
So, in other words, could I sign a non-disclosure agreement and get full access to everything?
You would have to come and interview with the group.
Yeah.
On like the first Wednesday of some month.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the group would talk about you in the Monday meeting and decide whether or not you would be a productive member.
Yeah, they're not just going to let anybody join up. You have to bring something to the table.
Yeah, this is an R&D group.
Yeah.
Research and development. And that's what we're looking for, is people that can that can follow directions of how to wire these things up,
mm-hmm,
first. But people that can make a coil or want to make a coil, It's handy if you've got a 3D printer. Things like that. We've got all the 3D printing programs. Our guy named Graham does that, and he is excellent. He's a genius at that stuff.
Yeah, I have the printer.
And the guy I work with on every day just got a new great big printer, and he's making stuff for me. And
I think we're going to go over a little bit so we can keep this talk, because this is, I want to get this on the recording. So, there you have it, Frumpy. Get on the, get hooked up on Wire, look me up, Saint Nick, Rob Works on Wire, and, I'll get you hooked up into the show room that we have, and come on the show with us next week, and we'll discuss it.
There's a button on the main feed of the RLS.
Yeah, to get Wire on the RealLibertyMedia.com, there's a link to Wire there. Add me on Wire, and then we'll hook up, and I'll get you hooked up with Larry on Wire, and you guys can...
Yeah.
Can corroborate and corroborate.
I'd really like to talk to him.
Yeah, and Frumpy's all about it, I think. If he wants to do it, I mean, he's not one to talk stupid shit.
So,
anyway.
I talk science with anybody.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a serious kind of guy. If he wants to do it, he's serious about it. I mean, he's not just...
Good.
The guys.
Fortunately, one of our guys is still working at home, so he's got his new printer and he's making stuff. And he's going to...
there you have it. We get that down. Get with me on Wire, Frumpy, and we will. Set this ball rolling. And we'll see where it goes.
Sounds good.
Sounds like you're blowing up your phone, getting ready to have another meeting or something.
They want me to lower my credit card rate about 6 times a day.
Oh, geez. Well, all righty then.
Borrow $1 billion. Tell them you'll pay it back this time next year.
Yeah, sometime.
Second Tuesday of next week.
That's right. Okay. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We will see you again next week. Thanks, Larry,
later.
For all of your fantastic information.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, guys.
The brains of the organization.
I wish.
That's it. I know how screwed are we. Anyway. All right. That'll be a wrap. Have a good evening, everybody.